Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call this cultural committee meeting to order, March 10th, 2020. The time is 12:35 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker? Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congressman Big Horse?
Present. Ms. Lemon, would you mind saying prayer for us?
I would be glad to, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today thankful for the beautiful sunshine, thankful for everyone who's present here at our table. We ask for your blessings in our decision-making today. We thank you for Ms. Elaine on the telephone. We ask that you look down upon us, lay your hands upon us, and all the sick and all the hungry. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay, if you'll take time to look over your minutes.
I already got one.
I don't think you're watching this one.
So it would be page 2, right, guys? Was there only, it says 3 yays and 0 nays. You guys see that? On the very top, for the confirmation of Jim Norris, would it not be 6 yays and 0 nays?
Mm-hmm.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. That's not a quorum. It should be 5.
Oh. Angelo got here at 104, though.
4, 5, 6.
This should be, yeah.
So it'll be 6. Did you see that, Miss? Okay, great. Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes.
As amended.
As amended.
I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on.
I have a question.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Oh, did Congresswoman Edwards? I know you can make a motion, so I'm just confirming that she did make the motion to report. It says at the bottom of the third page that Congresswoman Edwards made a motion to report. I mean, she would need a committee member to second, but I don't even know if we're doing that anymore. I'm confused. But anyways, it says that she made the motion, but she's not on this committee. So that says that on the motion to amend and the motion to report. We might want to check that.
Yeah. I apologize for not catching that.
That's right. Thank you.
I think there was another one, too. This last vote right here.
Mm-hmm.
On the motion to report, Congresswoman Pratt made a motion to report ONCA 1990 to Congress. It's, oh, I left the meeting. Never mind.
Okay. All right. I think that was it, Dana. Thank you.
There we go.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, moving on. Congresswoman Pratt has a visitor here that was going to be present, but due to the now pandemic, coronavirus, she was unable to attend. So we do have the ability to speak with her by phone, speakerphone. So I'm going to turn this over to Congresswoman Pratt to make introductions and.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So today we have Ms. Elaine Webster, and she can introduce herself here in just a minute. I just wanted to say that I want to ask to have this interim committee meeting to kind of discuss and see where this committee might be leading up to session. And Ms. Webster can also give us a little more information on the time frames, et cetera. But the National Native American Veterans Memorial has did break ground in November, Elaine-ish?
September.
And so it's in motion. And they have sponsorship opportunities. And Elaine and I have been talking about this for a few years now. A few years, and we met early on in even the development of this. So I've had the pleasure of watching this progress over the last probably 6 years, and they're getting very close. She's worked very hard, travels the country all the time in trying to raise funds, and I think they need $14 million. And they've raised $12 million so far. And she may have a better update on that, but I know that she works very hard. And Mr. Kevin Gover is the director of NMAI, and he was recently here in town. and I met with him and Chief Standing Bear while they were kind of unrelated business, but they mentioned it while he was here. And had a conversation, and so I just wanted to, I know I didn't specifically ask for them to come, but they, just to let you know that they are supportive of us being a part of this. We do want Osage to be somehow a part of this, and so that Osage veterans could be acknowledged as a part of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. And so here's a picture. We have some materials. It will be dedicated on November 11th, 2020. And here's just a little bit of information of where they are so far. There's a letter from Ms. Webster, if you would like to review that. And then she can tell us more about it, answer any questions, and then we can start to kind of speak. I do have a bill that I will be filing. It has an amount on it right now. I don't know where that would go, but I do have that ready because I'm just letting you know that I will be presenting that in the upcoming HUNCA session. So anyways, I guess if you guys want to turn it over to Elaine right now.
Yes, Ms. Lane, you have the floor if you'd like to begin your presentation.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Pratt, for that introduction. Yes, I am Elaine Webster. I am the Assistant Director of Advancement at the National Museum of the American Indian. I've been at this museum for 8 years, and I've been fundraising in Washington, D.C. since 1990, if you can all believe it. I'm 25 and did that. Congresswoman Pratt is exactly right. She was one of the early supporters of this project when we first had a consultation with veterans in at the Hard Rock with the Cherokee. She was there. She was very eloquent about her service and what that meant to her. And from that, we have struck up a friendship and tried to support each other in the work we're doing. I'm very excited to, as soon as this pandemic is over, come to Bahaska and see your Veterans Memorial and see what you've done for your veterans at Osage, because I think that it's really important to see that. And it's also, as you well know, important in Indian country that you honor the veterans. And for all that Indian country does, to honor their veterans. There's nothing here in Washington, D.C. that honors the service of Native American veterans. And we know that Native Americans have served in a higher percentage than any other ethnic group. They do go out of a patriotism and a deep love of their country and the opportunities that military service provides. And we want to honor them. In fact, we've been mandated by Congress, assigned by Congress to do this. And so when we began the project, let's back up. NCAI was asking, got Congress to put it in legislation for the museum in 1994. And people may say, well, why haven't you done this sooner? And there was some problems with that legislation, and one being that they said we couldn't use federal funds, nor could the museum raise money for it. So it seemed like it was going to appear out of air. In 2014, they called Director Gover up to Congress and had him testify, and they fixed that legislation. And that's when we embarked upon this process of finding out what it should be and building this memorial. We began by creating an advisory committee of Native American veterans. Then we did consultations. I spent about 18 months doing consultations around the country. We did 3 or 4 in Oklahoma. We did 35 in total with over 1,200 veterans and their supporters, and asked them what we thought a memorial should be. And their response was that it should be something that would be reflective and contemplative and allow for healing. And so we put those ideas into a design prospectus and had a design competition. And it was an open and blind design competition. And we had over 120 entries into that competition. Through that competition, there were 5 finals selected, 2 of the artist groups being from Oklahoma. One was Kelly Haney and I'm forgetting the guy Harvey that was Pratt. With him, but Kelly Haney and another man, and then Harvey Pratt, who is Cheyenne, also were selected as finalists. And ultimately, Harvey's design, which is this stainless steel circle that you see on the materials, was selected. It's called the Warrior's Circle of Honor. It is a stainless circle that sits on top of a stone drum with water pouring over the drum, and there's the opportunity for fire to be lit. So this has the 4 elements of earth, wind, air, and water in the memorial. It has lances at the 4 directions where people can tie prayer ties. And we've created it in a small space. I mean, it will only hold about 60 people in this circle around it, so that it's not a grandiose thing, but a place where there can be opportunities for reflection and healing, and that, and this is about the warriors and not the war. And so that's where we are. Once we got that design, we realized that the full construction and dedication budget would be about $15 million. That's 15. And to date, we have raised $13.1 million. Largely from tribal nations. You'll see the list in front of you of those donors, and the ones on the front page are the ones who have given the bronze, silver, gold, and the leaders have given more than $100,000 to this project, and they are the ones who will be recognized on the donor sign that when we complete the memorial. And it's just this generous outpouring of support from Indian Country for this project has been sometimes overwhelming for our small team to keep up with, but it's also been a joy to be part of this. Angela's correct. We broke ground in September, and we have construction fences up, and we are beginning this process of building, and we plan to have it dedicated on Veterans Day 2020, November 11th, 2020. And we just have just a little bit of money left to raise, and we want to make sure we get as many communities as possible as part of this on this permanent signage that shows that they're supporting Native veterans. And this is what I'm here to ask you today is, would you consider support to get the Osage Nation on this donor signage at this level of 100,000 or more? We can talk about multi-year pledges. We can talk about what those benefits and other things might mean. But that is the crux of what I'm here to ask you today. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Helene.
Question? Congresswoman Stabler?
Okay, I appreciate the presentation and I appreciate the information that's in front of us. It's very concise. I think more than any, I don't know that I have any questions. One thing I like about it is where it's going to be placed, right outside the museum. And I believe it's going to be on, then it faces the lawn that leads right up to the Capitol.
That's so correct. You can't get closer to the National Capitol and still right. be on the museum's ground.
So I love that part of it. And I also want to say that I think, you know, we can all speak for ourselves, but we certainly are supportive of this. However, we have as far as an economic situation, that's going to take more discussion than what we can do today, I think, at this table. Yeah. But I did like what you said though about multi-year funding.
Yeah.
And so that is an option you have. They're not under a deadline to collect it this Friday or something, but.
Right, right. So what I'm asking for, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm asking for is commitment by June 30th that we can have as multi-year pledge payments up to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so we're
Congresswoman Pratt.
Right. And so I just wanted to say that we are getting close to that point though in the inclusion and being able to them to have the materials and et cetera to have included at the memorial at the museum. Because like Elaine said, we've been friends for many years now and I have to shoo her away all the time, you know, because she's asking for years. And I was like, oh, you know, I understand we were doing our, it gets awkward every time we try to chill. No, I'm kidding. She's worked very hard and I truly appreciate what you've done for all Native veterans and, you know, what you do in your capacity as well as with Mr. Gover. But at the time, we were still working on our Osage Veterans Memorial. And that's why I was like, okay, you know. And I'm so proud of that. I can't wait for you to see it. But I knew that, you know, we had to have a lot of discussion leading up to this. And we had just moved forward with the Osage Museum here on our campus. Anyways, but we are a little bit, which is why I wanted to go ahead and have this conversation, just to get the conversation going. And obviously, I tell her all the time about the, you know, financial status and all that. So I agree that the multi-year chief, and also discussed that with Kevin. I don't know that we. How many times we've done that or if we have. And so that's also a kind of a sticking point too, but it helps the matter considering it's something that we really want to be a part of. Also, Mr. Harvey Pratt was going to come and present his design today, and he's had to have a medical issue. But they would like to come and still return and speak to us again and give a full presentation. So that's just kind of where we're at, but there's a lot of information that gives the different levels and what all that entails. So I just wanted to generate the
materials and have that conversation.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other questions?
I would also love to be able to, something I'm planning on getting together with maybe Post 1 on EA8 or the Veterans Commission, and I've spoken to them about that, about this in the past, but it's probably been a few months since I've brought it up, but I would love, because this is going to be such a momentous occasion on November 11th, 2020, which is coming up soon. You know, tribes are going to take lots of tribal members. They're going to travel out. Just recently, several powwows I've been to lately, you know, I've had other tribal members of other tribes talking to me about it and how excited they are in traveling out there. And so, you know, they're going to have, it's going to be a enormous celebration. And like Elaine's saying, is, you know, that's, it's never been done before. It's not there. And here it is. So I would love to have those conversations and pick it up quickly with some type of possibility of assisting, getting with other veterans to get groups to attend.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So I'm looking at this, and I was thinking the same thing about when the event actually takes place. Mm-hmm. So I see that with each donation, there is a set number of tickets that come with each level. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask Elaine, what's the cost of a ticket?
Ma'am, those tickets are for the VIP access to the event. So we're having a reception on Tuesday night, November 10th for all the donors, and we'll have some VIP seating for donors.
Okay.
But the actual dedication ceremony is a public event that we are hoping tens of thousands of people will be able to attend, and there is no ticket price for the actual ceremony. It's just got to get everybody out here.
Okay.
We're going to have a million end in March.
And, ma'am, also, if your veterans come and they need a seat, we're providing seating for veterans, obviously,
That's
during
where
the dedication. So it's just a kind of a bit about placement of where the tribal leaders and donors would be seated versus the veterans. But that day will be primarily about the veterans and their ability to be part of this memorial and be part of this project.
Okay. Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hi, Elaine. My name's Brandy Lemon, and I just want to I just have a little comment. I've done fundraising, and some people have a passion for it. I dreaded it. And I don't mean, and it just wasn't for me, because just having to ask people for money. And now here I am sitting on a tribal government, and people are asking us for money. And that's okay, and because that's what we're here for, and that's what we asked to be put here for. But I have to commend you, because you have waited respectfully and gracefully, you know, for us to come to the table, and I thank you for that. And knowing that we have a deadline in June, we're getting ready to go into hunk session, and knowing that we have some options, and the deadline isn't like Friday, like Congresswoman Stabler had said. Also, it's extremely I don't know what word I'm looking for, but it feels good to know that it doesn't have to be a giant lump sum or need to be the whole sum at this very point in time, because with most tribal, you know, entities or any type of government that you're coming to ask for money, you know, the first thing everybody might think about in their mind is, oh my gosh, how much are they going to want or need or that type of thing, and when do they have to have it? And so I'm excited that the multi-year is something that you guys have put into play, and I can get behind, absolutely get behind this, because we have memorials all over that should have been possibly erected for Native people, and the placement of this and where it's going to be erected is just that's exciting too, to know that it's in a prime spot. So like I said, I commend you for being willing to come here and ask us, and
You know, I'm sure you get no's sometimes and maybes and whatever, but I can tell you that I can get behind giving a contribution. Of course, you know, the committee, when Angela presents whatever amount or whatever, and we can learn more about the multi-year, I definitely feel even more comfortable. But this is exciting, and I look forward to visiting with you some more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Ms. Elaine, I would like to thank you for recognizing the percentage of the enlistments of our Native peoples. That's very important to me because, as you well know through your research, we do run somewhere between 20 and 25% of our youth enlisting. So I appreciate that. And as Congresswoman Pratt said, we're getting ready to start into our hunk of session. So this will be at the top of our cultural list, and we'll start on it right away as far as discussions. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. So I do want to ask Elaine, would you be available when we come back together in session, like it would be early April, probably, that you can just come on over the phone again to present to the committee when the rest of the committee is here, and then other members of Congress while we're in session. You're available to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be there in person if I can.
Right. Okay. So yeah, overall, I appreciate the committee's time, and I'll continue to do what I can. And like I said, leading up to the placement and the occasion on November 11th, because we have, you know, our own thing we do here at home as well. But I just wanted to say that, you know, there was a nicely done, Elaine, I think I've showed you. I know I showed Kevin when I was out in D.C. in November. A nicely done video regarding our Osage Veterans Memorial. And in that, you know, the veterans spoke about these things. And I know sometimes people are like, you know, donations or memorials or veterans, you know, kind of attitude like, oh, here, you know, and are supportive sometimes. But, you know, that's why I greatly appreciate what you've been doing. And your respect for veterans, and particularly Native veterans, because, you know, many of them have spoken about, just like Harvey's included, you know, stating a place of reflection and peace. And, you know, I, like you said, touched on the beginning conversation that we had when we first met, and my comments and my experience in leading up to my service and when I was leaving and how that's carried me through my life, et cetera. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, to some people, I know there's a lot of things that need to be funded, but we don't do a whole lot for our Native veterans. This entire country overall doesn't do enough, and that's always brought up, but especially as Native veterans, we're still trying to get better at that, and I'm involved with many organizations throughout our state and the country, and we are still trying to figure that out. And so, you know, for these veterans to speak on that video and say, you know, that if nothing else, there's a wall, you know, that's going to commemorate what I've done for this country and what they've done for this country and their service. So I just thank you again for all that you've done up to this point, and I look forward to the rest of the committee hearing from you probably in April.
Great.
Okay, if that's all, then we will, I'll leave it up to Angela to stay in touch with you and coordinate the next meeting. if that's okay
with you. Yeah, thank you all very much. I appreciate your dealing with the awkwardness of a phone call rather than in person. But I think this is a week we all want to be safe and healthy. So my best wishes to all of you to stay healthy, and I'm available to talk anytime you guys need to talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for your efforts.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lane. Bye.
Bye.
Six is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Yes.
I don't think this will be a slam dunk. I mean, especially like Randy said, where it's going.
Yeah. So are we adjourned?
Okay. We're adjourned.
Okay. I think she's also.